I'm Matt Menke, and you're listening to 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. This is Notably Texan, which is fueled by music lovers like you. Please contribute to keep this program alive and strong by clicking donate at KETR.org. And I'm pleased to bring you a discussion with a special guest on today's show. She's a folk and Americana singer-songwriter who grew up in various places around the world before moving to the Lone Star State about 17 years ago. She's already earned accolades at some prestigious songwriting contests, and fellow songwriters are singing her praises. Gordy Quist from the Band of Heathens describes her as a soulful storyteller and a vivid poet. Her latest album, The Fields of Shazy, just released, and we're excited to learn more today about Claudia Gibson. Well, it is a real pleasure to speak with you today. Thanks for joining Notably Texan, Claudia.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's really an honor.
I believe that music has always played a big part in your life, so I was curious, what is one of your earliest musical memories?
Oh, boy, my earliest musical memories. I think we were living overseas in Hong Kong and when I was a kid, and we used to get kind of second-rate television shows and some interesting pop music. But I remember I used to love watching these kind of spectacular variety shows. But then when we came back to the States and I was a kid, there was the Ed Sullivan Show and there was all these musical acts on. So that was sort of fascinating. And and I had an older sister. She snuck off to Woodstock as a teenager.
Oh,
she brought
really?
Back a lot of great music. I had a lot. I had pretty advanced musical tastes for most grade school kids.
Okay.
My sister.
Nice. Well, how long have you been performing music for others then?
I started kind of like the minute I turned 18. I just jumped into playing in bars and clubs. That's all I wanted to do. And kind of went on, did that for, a few years, and then actually decided to go to college and study music, jazz guitar, classical guitar, music composition. And after that, worked at moved to New York City and, tried to be a rock star like a lot of other people my age.
Sure.
Back then. But I don't think it was really genuinely what I was after, because I really started with acoustic guitar and just songs. I just always was fascinated by songs. And so I took a break for a long period of time. But yeah, it was, I guess I was probably about 11.
Wow.
Well, when I picked up guitar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and wrote like really bad songs.
Well, that's how everybody starts that way, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Claudia, where were you born and raised?
Oh, it was all different. I was born in New York on Long Island, didn't live there very long. We moved upstate to the lower Hudson Valley. And then when I was a kid, we moved over to Hong Kong for about 3 years. And then moved back again to the lower Hudson Valley. So mostly in New York, in the northern, in the New York suburbs. Went further upstate for college and then lived in New York City after that for several years. And I met my husband. And then it was back up to the country after we were in the city together for a couple of years.
Wow. Okay. So then how long have you been in Austin now?
I've been in Austin for several years. We moved out here in 2007. And the idea was for me to do more in music, and my husband had a good job offer, and we weren't out here very long, and then the recession hit, and unfortunately, he lost his job, and I had to go back to work, and then there was just kind of a series of events that happened after that. It kind of kept me from, health and other things with family members that really kept me from jumping back into music until about 2015, 2016, I started kind of dipping my toe in 2015 and going out to open mics and being really nervous because I hadn't performed in a few years. And but it didn't take me a real long time, just a few years. And then I was kind of getting back into things and getting some nice, some recognition from songwriting contests and that sort of thing. And, finding out about the important things to do, like go to the Kerrville Folk Festival and sit
right
around at late night, campfires and meet other people. We had some great venues back then, that unfortunately have closed now post-pandemic, but places where kind of I met some of the people that I know now that are in Austin and, musicians that support each other, people like Terry Klein, Natalie Price, people I was in songwriting groups with, Anna Larson. These are all just people that are play around Austin and elsewhere a lot, but that we supported each other and still continue to. So it's a nice community of songwriters out here.
That's fantastic. Yeah, a lot of familiar names you're mentioning there. Well, your music style is generally classified as folk, but you like to blend in a lot of other styles as well, don't you?
I do, and that's because, I mean, my background, and that probably was always worked maybe a little bit against me, but maybe that style was like pre-Americana, because I started out playing like folk. I got fascinated by blues as well. But I also got into studying jazz. I played in a band that played like R&B and funk type stuff and rock. I loved rock music as well. And so I love playing in a band, but, you know, it's hard to afford that. So, but there are elements of that. And then also, you know, what I was always drawn to, which I never even understood why, but then after doing a little family history, understood as part of my birthright was Celtic music, which came, you know, my grandfather was an accordion player, and he would just play all these great Acadian and Breton songs, and I realized, you know, where they came from when I was older. It all made sense to me.
Well, Claudia Gibson is our guest here on 88.9 KETR, and the accolades have really stacked up since you've been based here in Texas. You kind of touched on this a little bit, but you've been a semifinalist in several big songwriting contests, a finalist in the Kerrville New Folk Competition. I was wondering, do you feel like the move to Texas may have kind of put your creativity into overdrive?
Well, I think, yeah, and I think once, not initially for, you know, the reasons I told you about before, but I didn't really have any control over that. But I was really drawn to this area just by all the great songwriters, the legacy of great songwriters. I realized at one point, like, all my favorite music going back a really long time was, you know, a lot of Texas musicians and songwriters. And, yeah, because there are just so many. I mean, in Austin, you know, I live now in the city of Austin, and on any given night, it doesn't matter what day or night of the week, you can just, you know, open the Austin Chronicle and look and say, oh, you know, you have a choice of five different great shows to go to.
Right.
And, you know, which is wonderful. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, restaurants in New Orleans or, you know, that sort of thing, or, you know, a theater in New York. And, yeah, it really has pushed me in a great way. You know, I listened to some of the great Texas songwriters, and when you sit in an audience and you hear someone get up and play a Townes Van Zandt song in a place like the Cactus Cafe, it has real meaning. You know, it has real, like, legacy meaning to it, and it's very moving. And you start understanding, like, there is this great legacy of troubadours in Texas, of songwriters in Texas. Maybe they went elsewhere. You know, I've met some great songwriters here who say went to Nashville but came back because, you know, they really identified more with Texas music. And like my producer, Walt Wilkins, one of my friends who's a kind of a mentor when I started doing things again, David Lee, a wonderful, formerly Nashville songwriter. And it's really a part of them. And that is, you know, someone who's coming from elsewhere, but being kind of accepted and brought into that, you know, when you embrace the music, that's really something, you know. Yeah, it does for me, creativity wise.
Well, I wanted to say congratulations on the release of the new record, The Fields of Shazy. I assume I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Shazy, New York.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of people down this way that that aren't exactly sure. So I had to really pay attention to how you said it on the title track. But this is your second full length album, brimming with Texas talent. Do you want to talk about some of the people that you worked with on this release? You mentioned Walt Wilkins.
Yeah, Walt was the producer. I had opened for him a couple of years ago, and then I had also opened within like a month at another venue for him. It was a concert at a the location was a church, but it wasn't a church. It was it's an ongoing series in a local Presbyterian church, but and we got to talking, and I just really liked, you know, we enjoyed talking with each other, and also with his co-producer and sometimes bassist or pianist, Ron Flint. And then last year I was in the Corpus Christi Songwriters Festival, and Walt was sort of the featured performer there, and we got to talking again. And it just seemed really natural that, you know, I started talking to him about maybe him producing my next album, which I had wanted to, you know, start recording last year. I loved my previous producer, Gordy Quist. He's one of the co-leaders of the Band of Heathens.
Yes.
And, you know, we did a beautiful album and an EP. But he's also he's on the road a lot with his band, and I think I just wanted to look in a little bit more of a folk direction because that seems to be what, you know, maybe the audience and listeners. So it's kind of, you know, really just sort of explore that a little more because it's such a big wide area. And I just felt like this would be a good opportunity to work with Walt. And it was a lot of fun. You know, it was really a lot of fun. He just pulled in some wonderful people and recording was really just so relaxed and nice and, you know, everything you'd want it to be.
Yeah, that's what you would hope for, I would think.
Now, yeah, I mean, I'm you know, I'm kind of picky that way. I like working with people where it's relaxed and it's a nice time. I think because when I was younger in my 20s and I was living in New York City and, you know, trying to chase any kind of, you know, success or get a little piece of something, it's really hard. And it was hard back then because it was a lot of clubs had closed down during that time. And they didn't yet have like some of the clubs that opened up later in the 90s that provided opportunity and to a lot of people. That hadn't quite happened yet, and so it was kind of a difficult time. And I remember going to the studios and you're watching the clock and it was like engineers who didn't really understand how to record female voices, and everything just seemed to be centered around money and how much it cost, and there wasn't really a sense of camaraderie that I missed, you know, from being at college at music school. And recording with Walt and previously with Gordy, yes, you're paying professionals to do the work for you, but they're also creating an atmosphere that's relaxed, that you're going to really feel like you're part of something positive and important and special. And the people that they're bringing in, they're making sure they're bringing in the right people that are right for the tracks. And so it can be a wonderful experience, and it has been out here, totally different from when I was young and had no idea what was going on. And I learn something every time I make a record. So
that's great.
I've loved it out here. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about working with this phenomenal artist from Ireland who's now here in Texas, Pat Byrne, who you featured on one of your new songs.
Pat Byrne is amazing. I mean, first of all, if you hear him sing, you just think, oh, he's great. And then if you go see him live, you realize, wow, he's just like, he's so funny and charming. And he's kind of, you know, he moved to Austin. He left behind a very successful career. I think he had won the Irish Voice. He came over here and didn't know a soul and, you know, didn't have much in the way of introductions or anything. He said, you know, he wanted to be a folk Americana musician doing his own stuff. And I'm sure people over there thought he was crazy.
Right.
But he did it. Yeah. And he's just a wonderful artist. The song that he sang a duet on, it's a traditional Scottish song that I had heard. I had learned a couple of years ago. I was going to a folk conference in Asheville, and one of the showcases was, here, learn a traditional folk song. So I decided on this song, the Night Visiting Song, and I looked up a version on YouTube by a wonderful Irish female artist named Nuala Kennedy. And her accompanist was Eamon O'Leary, and they were standing outside. I believe she was touring Canada, so they were outside in New Brunswick somewhere, playing this song, and he was playing guitar, and she's singing and playing the Irish flute, and it was beautiful, and I fell in love with it. So I decided to do a version of it, and when Walt said, well, who do you want to get to sing the harmony? I said, oh, we've got to get Pat Byrne.
Right.
Well, it might take a while. He's on tour. We might have to wait a couple months, which we did. But I said, no, he's the right person. And he's so lovely. He plays, you know, he has a regular thing that he plays weekly in an Irish group called Ula here in Austin at the Saxon Pub. And then he also, when he's in town, he does an ongoing residency. And I went there the other night to see Ula playing, and they do that song. And he gave me a shout out and you know, talked about us doing it together. He was so generous. He's just a lovely, lovely person and a great, just, man, if you get a chance to go see him, do, because you'll enjoy it.
We are a listener-supported radio service here in Northeast Texas, and we always love to invite guests to kind of have their say about the importance of non-commercial stations. Would you be willing to comment about why public radio is meaningful to you?
Oh, yes. Hopefully I can say something intelligent. But public radio is just incredibly, incredibly meaningful to me. You know, it has the kind of music in news and intelligence talk that is impossible to find nowadays on commercial radio. And, you know, I've learned so much from listening to different stations over the years that have introduced me to a variety of music. So I think public radio is just invaluable, and I hope that everyone who can support it as much as they can in their own way.
We're talking with Claudia Gibson here on KETR, and you wrote all of the songs on the Fields of Shazy, minus that traditional song that you were just speaking of. But do you find do you find yourself writing new material often? I know how you songwriters are; it just kind of hits you sometimes.
Well, I try to get into a regular groove. I mean, there's periods like the last few months since I made this album. I've been doing a lot more of, you know, trying to get it out and doing more of the business side. But I still try to get into, you know, I live in an apartment now. My kids are grown, but one of the rooms is a studio. And so I do try to get in regularly. I think waiting for inspiration, while inspiration is really nice, and sometimes it happens, and especially for me, it'll happen when I'm driving long distances. But I think getting into more of a regular thing, I do my best when I get up early and write a little bit. And then work on it. And then I love having large chunks of time when they become available to really work. I think it's important, you know, for me, some people just work by, oh, whenever it hits me. But I think for most people who write, you know, performing songwriters, you try to get into more of a regular thing where it becomes more of a routine. Because really, the more you write, like if you write, say, 100 songs, maybe 20 of them are going to be really something. If you write 10 songs, maybe 2 of them will be something.
Yeah.
So it's to every songwriter's advantage to write more, because you're going to write a lot of, not terrible ones, but ones that just, you know, eh. And then all of a sudden you'll get one that'll just tumble out and you'll say, wow, you know, this is really something that I, you know, that I can keep. And a lot of the songs on this album, it had been several years since the last time I recorded, which was like 2019. I had an EP that I put out, Louisiana Sky, had 4 songs on it. And so there were songs that I had been playing, even playing since after the first album, that just never made it onto either record, but that I really liked. And there were some that fell off and there were some that stayed, like Unbound is a song on this album that's like that, and The Days. And, you know, you write a lot and then you decide which ones am I keeping. And the ones for me that I just want to keep playing and I don't get sick of, you know, those are the special ones. And those are the ones that people tend to like.
Now, Claudia, I don't see any upcoming appearances in our immediate area here in Northeast Texas, but I know that you're regularly performing in Austin. And I'm putting you on the spot here. Do you want to mention some of your near future gigs?
I have an album release show coming up on March 23rd here in Austin, which we're going to have some great people. Rich Brotherton's going to be playing guitar, mandolins. A couple people that are on the album will be there. If Pat Burns doesn't have a gig coming up, he said he will try to stop in. But that's going to be a big show. And then I actually am going out to Galveston this summer in August. I'll be doing a house concert out that way. But it's all on my website. ClaudiaGibson.com, everything, the shows are on there.
Yeah, and you've also got videos and lyrics to your songs, which is not always easy to find. Sometimes you have to go to these unofficial places where someone else has transcribed it, you know, but I'd rather get it from the source. So
I like to put lyrics up. And also, like, videos is something, there's something that I felt very deficient in, just because I don't really know how to do them very well. I have a daughter-in-law who's, like, actually a professional camera operator, videographer, filmmaker in New York, and we started doing put together a video for the Fields of Shazy that we're almost done with, but that's something that I really want to have more of on my and plan on taping some shows, having people come in, professional people, and, you know, and coming in and shooting and having some real content up there, because I think that's very important. And I think for independent artists like myself, we have to learn so many different things. You know, it's not just enough to be a songwriter and a performer. You have to learn web, how to make a decent looking website. You have to learn how to book and promote and, you know, and make sure you have decent pictures up there. And then video is something that that's, you know, sort of always at the last, because it's not inexpensive to get people to do, but it's hard to learn to do yourself, and sometimes almost impossible to do yourself. So It's something that, you know, I really have felt a little bit lagging on, but I hopefully that will I'll take care of that pretty soon, and I'll have some, you know, some good video up there.
Well, yeah, you've got a very nice site and a lot of information there. Again, it's ClaudiaGibson.com for anyone that wants to find out more information about you. And listen, I know that you were kind of juggling your schedule to be with us today, so I really appreciate you dedicating this time to us. And it was a great opportunity to meet you, if nothing else, over the phone today.
Yeah, well, I'll be sure to give you a heads up if I'm coming up that way to
Please
play.
Do.
And I really do appreciate the opportunity to talk. It's really wonderful, you know, looking at the people that you've had in the past on your show. Yeah, you had my friend Scott Sean White and Colleen Cronin.
And Terry Klein, and we've talked to him a few times.
Yeah, and they're just all just such wonderful songwriters. I really, you know, so thank you for having me. I really feel honored.
If you'd like to find out more about the artist, her website is ClaudiaGibson.com. Thanks again to Claudia for being our guest today, and a note of appreciation to Adam Dawson for helping to line up this discussion. And I'm Notably Texan host Matt Menke. More about this show and the station available at KETR.org.